County Commissioner Ted Gantz, how you been?
I'm doing good, Rich, and yourself?
Doing good, doing good.
Good.
We both are in agreement. We love this fall weather, don't we?
Absolutely. It's, you know, I'll be honest with you, I'm tired of mowing, and I'm tired of spraying weeds.
I am too.
And I'm tired of it, and then obviously, I don't always like to sweat, so this stuff, I love fall weather, and it means it's hunting season. So
you're a hunter, so you can't hunt when it's 80, 85 degrees. I mean, you can, but it just doesn't feel as good, does
it? Yeah, we tried it with the elk thing, and that came early, and it's pretty miserable, you bet.
Yeah,
you
just
bet.
Not the same. Not
exactly.
The same. All right, let's get to the first meeting for the month of October. We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
Yeah, actually, we had a couple folks stop up, one being Wes Wilmot. For Wes is running for the District 38 legislator. So he stopped up just to visit with us, and actually he's for Senate. And he stopped up and visited with us and wanted to know what if there's anything we wanted or anything we'd like from him in that regard, and just kind of he traveling around just kind of get a feel of what the counties are wanting that he could be possibly representing. So Wes stopped up and visited with us. Then we also had Deb Lafferty stop up. Deb stopped up. She's on the Kiplinger Foundation board. And Deb stopped up in large part stemmed from a newspaper article that was in the Gazette in regards to coffee with the commissioner. Commissioner Dean had a coffee deal there, a little public forum. So it's one of these things we do want to set the record straight. The fairgrounds is kind of a three-headed beast up there. It's got a county budget or a fair budget, a Kiplinger budget, and then the Kiplinger Foundation. The Kiplinger Foundation supplements if there's a need or they choose to, they supplement some of what goes on in the Kiplinger arena for repairs and so forth. So anyway, in the newspaper article, there was mentioned that taxpayers' money was being used to fund the Kiplinger Foundation, and that's just not the case. There is no taxpayers' money going to the Kiplinger Foundation. So Deb just wanted to stop up and make sure that everybody understood, and so there'll probably be a correction in the paper with Mike O'Dell being there as well. So so we had two folks stop up for citizens' comments, and we got to hear from those folks.
All right. Board of Equalization meeting and public hearing on the 2025 final levies?
Final levies, yes, sir. And so this would be for all the outlying, well, really for the whole county, all the levies being set. That would be for the city of McCook, Red Willow County, all the cemeteries, Bartley, Indianola, Danbury, Lebanon, all the fire districts, our fire departments. And so, yes, we had a public hearing. And then we voted to approve all those levies.
All right. Lori Stevens, Deputy Assessor, presented a contract with Central Plains.
Central Plains does all of our commercial building assessments. So we always contract with them. We have in the past contracted with them. Lori, we visited. She's very agreeable with the work that they've been doing. And they're going to charge about $130 per hour, which the rate hasn't changed, which is kind of surprising. But it stayed the same. And so we voted to go ahead and approve that contract to rehire them for those commercial appraisals.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that. Tyler Roof on cost share for a culvert and data centers.
Yeah, Tyler stopped up. He wanted to get on the agenda for a couple things, that being one being that culvert. So Tyler and I had talked. This was on road 407 and 711. It's a minimum maintenance road, but it was a very large in diameter culvert. The minimum maintenance roads are just that, really pretty flat, not a lot of ditches. Over time, that culvert, I think he said the last time it was serviced or cleaned out was 20 years ago. Well, it got a little full for him, and we talked about maybe replacing it. However, the culvert cost was $10,000, roughly in that neighborhood, for replacing, digging it out, and putting in a new one. Tyler found a group, Labori Land at Works out of Henley, Nebraska, and they actually have a water jet system that they can push in there and wash that culvert out. And so he elected to have that done, and then he just come to the board. The total bill on that was $3,480. So we did vote to go ahead and reimburse Tyler for that. $10,000 replacement of a new one versus $3,400 to get it cleaned out was a better deal. And we don't have that equipment. Maybe it's something the county should look into because we get a lot of plugged culverts. And if we could run a jetter in there and get them pushed out and cleaned out, that would save us a lot of money than having to dig them out and put brand new back. But So he stopped and visited about that. And then also, he's on the Twin Valleys board, Twin Valleys electrical board over there in the Cambridge area. So back on September 22nd, we had a moratorium put on data centers, similar to the moratorium that we did on solar. In large part, you know, we kind of discussed this, a lot of this stuff, solar, renewable energy, data centers, and so forth. That stuff was not around 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. And when a lot of our comprehensive plan and our zoning laws were put in place, they're pretty much rubber stamped across the state of Nebraska. So we wanted to put a moratorium on that just so that we can have some actual zoning regulations, because as it stands right now, we have nothing on data centers. And, you know, it's all about protecting the people, too. I mean, obviously, you know, people, there needs to be setbacks and decibels and different kind of regulations to govern those things so that people don't get stuck living right next door to it and then it causes issues. So we'll be working on Tyler's concern was that, you know, we have a one-year moratorium. His concern was so this doesn't just drag on and on and on. And so we assured him that we would get going on that and make some changes to our zoning and lift that moratorium. So that was both things that Tyler came to visit with us about.
Tourism Director Carol Schlegel on their quarterly report.
Yeah, Carol stopped by and brought us all the requests and all the things that were awarded. Lot going on there. They had $456,078.62 requested for different things. They have only $223,000 in the budget, so some of those requests are going to have to be denied. But so far, they've awarded $142,518.75, and so I had a whole list of stuff here from Carol, but they're doing a good job and a lot of things they're doing and so it was a great report. You bet.
You had a visit from Brandy Bird with the Red Willow County Health Department. She is the director on generator maintenance agreement and vehicle purchase.
Yeah, Brandy stopped by. A couple things we've been kind of talking about was the generator maintenance there. We got that new generator here about 3 years ago, and every year, obviously, there's a recommendation on making sure that everything's checked over and it's running properly and so on and so forth. And so Brandy went out and got some bids. This bid is for a 5-year contract. She received one from Ruggles Truck and Trailer Sales for the amount of $8,620. Another one from Cummins for $10,267.84. And an additional quote from Nebraska Machinery at $14,532.20. And so we voted to go ahead and go with Ruggles Truck and Trailer Sales. They were the low bid, and they're local, so that's a good thing. And they'll be doing the maintenance on the generator for the next 5 years. And this is checking the batteries, making sure it checked, just basically doing an inspection on it, making sure it's in good function. So we talked about the generator maintenance. Then we moved on to a vehicle purchase. So for the longest time, what's been going on is when the Red Willow County Health Department travels to and from clinics and different health fairs, and now they're the school nurse for Southwest High School. So they travel to Bartley 3 days a week. They've been driving their own personal vehicles, and some concern is over with the vaccine and obviously insurance purposes. If there was to be a collision, whose insurance would be covering that vaccine or the cost? And so we've talked about purchasing a vehicle. Brandy brought up a couple bids, one being from Divinity Motors for a 2006 Jeep Compass. The bid was for $28,714. And then also Wagner Toyota for a 2026 Toyota Corolla Cross for $28,652. Wagner plan came with a 2-year service agreement. So we ended up voting and going with the purchase of that 2026 Toyota Corolla Cross from Wagner Toyota. So that way they'll have themselves a vehicle and they won't have to drive their own personal vehicle around to different things. So, and then that money will come straight out of the inheritance fund.
All right. I lost my place and my agenda here.
Yep.
Sorry about that.
Nope, you're okay. And then we had the next item was continued discussion regarding county road occupancy agreement fees. We had a couple folks from McCook Public Power stop up, Dalton Miller and Dusty Terrell stopped up. And this stems from when we changed our road occupancy permit fees here a couple meetings ago. There was an agreement by the Board of Commissioners back on February 11th of 2013 to make it a flat fee for McCook Public Power of $25. And most of what they do is just road crossings, which would be the old fee that we were charging. It went from $25 to $100. And so we just tabled that matter for further discussion just to have there's some statutes, state statutes that we were going to have County Attorney Paul Wood look at, and then also just for some further thought. You bet.
Consent agenda had a couple of items there as well.
We did. We had 7 items on the consent agenda. Item number 1 is approve accounts payable claims in the amount of $192,805.59. Item number 2 was authorized chairman signature on West Central District for the professional services agreement for comprehensive plan project. And that would be, again, for that zoning and the comprehensive plan, which in kind of it's all in one, essentially the comprehensive plan zoning. Then item number 3 is approve resolution number 1579 to correct coding error. This was a clerical error where $7,500 had to be transferred from self-insurance to the back to the fair sinking fund. Item number 4 was approve resolution number 1580 to issue tax certificates. There was 29 properties with unpaid property taxes. Item number 5 was authorized chairman's signature on three county road occupancy agreements for Wilcox Well Drilling. Item number 6 was authorized chairman's signature on agreement with Family Resource Inc. And item number 7 was authorized chairman's signature on NACO voter registration form. Number 6 was that Family Resource Center. We always partner with them, and their services rendered for our donations with that item. And then number 7 was to authorize Randy Dean to be the representative that votes at the NACO conferences. So we had one correspondence from NACO was the Operation Green Light. This runs November 4th through the 11th, and this is in honor of our veterans. And so they're asking if we'd like to participate in placing green lights around our county buildings, mainly the courthouse. And so we were in discussion with Brian Wells, our county maintenance person there, that how we're going to do that. So we haven't figured it out yet, but we're going to see. I don't know. Hopefully we don't have any Halloween globes with strobes or something crazy, but we're going to try to see if we can get some green lights on that, on the courthouse there. And then we had a couple reports, one being from the sheriff. Sheriff collected $2,254.58. And the other report was the district county clerk's monthly revenue report of $1,191.56. So,
and that was it for the agenda. You betcha.
That was it. Yeah, we adjourned at about 11:15 yesterday. Mm-hmm. We'll meet again on October 27th. However, the courthouse will be closed on October 13th for Columbus Day. So that's why we had to move our meeting to yesterday.
All right. Yes, so we got a couple of weeks to 27th will be the next one.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Getting into October, November, you're starting to think, getting those guys ready to push when the time comes, not yet, but you get that snow. Push
yeah,
that snow, right?
I know, right? You know, there's a lot of different tales out there about snow, and one of them being how tall the sunflowers are is how tall the drifts are going to be, and there's the first fog and so forth. And so I'm not sure, as it turned out pretty wet here this later part of the summer and stuff, I'm kind of wondering what this winter is going to bring.
Right.
We could definitely use the moisture, but yeah, the snow issue, that always makes it kind of tough. But
yeah, you always got those residents out there who complain about their roads not being perfect in the snow, and they gripe and complain to you, don't they?
Yep, I know. She's sitting out there. She's just getting her complaints ready. So, but yeah, no, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But I think we could be in for a wet winter. That's what I'm kind of wondering.
Could be. So. Again, county commissioners, the meetings are always open. If you want to sit in on, that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. They're open to the public. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, stop on by. Give us a call. So yeah, absolutely. You bet.